This is an oral interview for the Black Heritage Upper Piedmont Project. We are interviewing Mrs. Lizzie Oglesby in her home in Clemson on January 9th, 1990. I'm Yolanda Harrell. Mrs. Oglesby, what is your full name?
Lizzie Oglesby.
And when and where were you born?
Anderson, South Carolina.
When?
April the 26th. 1904.
Who were your parents?
We said Alice Owens and Mac Owens.
Alice Owens, what was her maiden name? What was she?
Jenkins. Alice Jenkins.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Mac Owens was your father, but I understand he was your stepfather?
That's right.
Who was your father?
Ed Drayton.
And you died, he died when you were just real small.
No, before I was born.
Oh, he died before you were born.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you never knew him?
Never knew him. Well, that's what Mama told me.
You were raised by Mr. Owens?
That's right.
Then. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me where your mother, Alice Jenkins, was born?
Well, I think they all was born in Allison County. I don't know this way.
You don't know for sure.
But they all of them, in Anderson County.
Mr. Owens, Mac Owens, and your mother, you think, were all born
in Anderson.
And do you know any dates for their births or anything?
No, ma'am.
Okay, that's all right. Who were your grandparents? Do you remember anything about them?
No, ma'am.
Nothing, okay. Do you remember anything when you were little about other older members of your family, maybe aunts and uncles who were around?
No. Whose side, on my mother's or my stepfather's?
Either one.
Well, George Owens, that was my grandfather.
George Owens was your grandfather?
My stepfather's
your
side.
Stepfather, be your step-grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was George Owens.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me anything about him?
Well, I don't know anything on it. I can't tell nothing about him.
Okay. Now, did your family own their own home?
No, ma'am.
Did you rent it? Did you rent your home?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Was it mortgage? Oh, if you didn't own it, then you rented it. From whom did you rent it?
Well, my first owner was Thurston Martin.
I'm sorry, your first what?
Thurston Martin.
And who was Thurston Martin?
He lived down there in Anderson County.
And he owned the land that you lived on?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
ma'am. Was this land that you farmed?
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And a house with it?
Yes, ma'am.
And he owned it and you all farmed the property?
That's right. Farmed it for him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you remember any, I asked you before about relatives, do you remember any older relatives when you were growing up talking about their early lives? Do you remember any of these?
Was they said they would talk.
I talk about when they were young. Do you remember anything about any of them talking about when they were young?
Well, I've heard them, talk. Well, main ones out they were talking about. Well, it wasn't too much for them to talk about, because mm-hmm. we lived in old houses mm-hmm. and things like that.
Okay. Did the older members of your family ever talk about slavery? Did you ever hear anything about slavery from your family?
Slavery?
Yeah, about from any of your family members. Did they talk about their being slaves or knowing members of your family who were in slavery?
No, I never... Never did, but I guess they were, because they were older people.
Uh-huh. But they didn't talk about it and who owned them or anything like that, or changing their names or taking their names?
No, didn't hear nothing like
okay.
that.
Okay. Where are the older members of your family buried? Do you know that?
Evergreen, in Anderson County. All my mother must. Stepfather and my grandfather, I was telling you about, they was all buried.
They were all buried in Evergreen.
My mother was buried in Evergreen and my father was buried in,
Mountain Rest?
Oh.
No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't put the words in your mouth. What was the name again?
The Mountain Spring.
Mountain Spring.
Mm-hmm.
Are the graves marked? Where they're buried, do they have markers?
My stepdaddy do, but the rest of them don't.
Do you remember any funerals in the family or community when you were young, anything about them? How the funerals were done or going to any?
Well, no. Back then when it come along, the white had to take care of the black's funeral.
Oh, they did?
Yes, ma'am. They
were all white funeral places.
Well,
Oh, were they not? You explain to me, I'm sorry.
What I'm trying to say is that, well, they were some black funeral, but the white man paid for. We'd had to, whoever died, and then we'd had to work for the man, what we lived on this place, he'd go ahead on paying.
Oh, the man that you were renting from?
Yeah, he
actually paid for your funeral.
Yeah, he'd pay, we'd go, most time they got casket or coffins, mm-hmm. that what, and most of the people, they'd go down to Anderson and get them then. You see, they'd come in wagons, they didn't.
The horse.
That's when I was just a child,
Yeah, they carry them in the horse-drawn wagon.
Yeah, that's right. That's the way they carry them.
And the owner of where you were living actually paid for this.
Paid
this
for
whole
that.
Fund.
And then, they'd had to work that year, they'd take that out of their sharecropper.
Oh, so they didn't really pay for it. They arranged for it, and then you ended up paying
them
with your goods.
With the sharecropper.
With the farming,
right.
Okay. Do you remember any marriages or weddings that took place when you were young?
I never did remember no weddings, while I was young, not till after I done got up.
So you were
Davis. They don't dress like they do now. They be used to this. Well, if they go to church, like if you church after preaching, well, somebody gonna get married. Well, they just walk on up there and the preacher would marry them.
Right in their Sunday clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What families in the area, what families are related to you by marriage around here?
Now?
Yeah, different families that you're related to. Can be now or when you were younger.
Well, ain't nobody on my side. I'm mm-hmm. just on with the Owens, that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's just about it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any old photos or pictures of, family pictures?
Lord, I'd had to go hunt from Kent to Kennard.
That's all right. You don't have to get them now, but do you have some that Mrs. Reed could, Anna Reed could look at, or a collection of any photos that we might want to see?
Well,
family
now
pictures?
Now, my husband's father up yonder.
Oh, in the living room you have a picture mm-hmm. of your husband's father.
Mm-hmm.
And what was his name?
Ash Oglesby.
Ash Oglesby.
Mm-hmm.
This is your husband's father.
Mm-hmm. That's my husband.
When was he born? Do you remember, or where? Is he from this area?
I don't know.
Okay. What did your parents do for a living? Did
farm.
They were sharecroppers.
They're sharecroppers, that's right.
And your grandparents, are they also farmers or sharecroppers?
I know most. They all, that's all I know back, that's
right.
All they had to do back there.
As far as you know, all your family sharecropped.
That's
what
right.
kind of sharecropping or farming, what did they raise?
Well, they raised cotton, corn, wheat, oats, boiler, cows, chickens,
hogs. And what was the name of, if they didn't own their land, they sharecropped. Do you know the name of the man that they sharecropped for? Or first of all, do you know the name of the man that your father sharecropped for?
Thurston Martin.
Thurston Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know the name of the man that your grandparents sharecropped for? Was it the same family? You don't know.
No.
But Thurston, is that Morton, M-O-R-T-E-N?
M-A-R-T-I-N.
Oh, M-A-R, Martin. Mm-hmm. Thurston Martin, yeah. M-A-R-T-I-N. Mm-hmm. And Thurston Martin owned the land and your family sharecropped
right.
it. Do you still know some of the Martin family today or any of them?
Well, but I think pretty much all of them have done passed.
They're all gone. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you or any of your relatives ever have to leave the area to find work?
Back then they they would cut cordwood.
Mm-hmm.
They go in, you know, like they, you know, they used to gin cotton, you know, and they would cut cordwood to run that motor, you know, that's what they fired up the engine with wood.
Right, they fired up, they put the wood in there to fire up the cotton gin.
And seeing them all those up, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they would cut wood like when we lay out a crops by, when they lay the crops by in July, and then they go out cutting wood, or either they would work on the, you know, work on the road, fixing road. They would, mm-hmm. somebody always have something open up where they could have something to do, you know, through August till the time crop got ready to gather.
Right. Mm-hmm. What about leaving this area, though, going somewhere else south or going up north? You know, like, did any of your family go up north to seek their fortunes? Nobody left. Everybody, you know, stayed here.
They stayed around.
Right here in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of your family work for the railroad?
None of my family.
Mm-hmm.
None of us never worked for the railroad.
What kinds of jobs were open to Negro men back then? Were they?
Well, they cook, you know, like this man while tapping this big, now he had a big farm. He had more than one family on this farm.
Oh, this Mr. Martin?
Yes, right. He had a big farm, and he had hired hands, you know. Well, they'd ought to have a cook to come in, you uh-huh. know, and do the cooking. And then most of the time that when they wasn't cooking, well, you're going out washing, you know, washing for people.
Oh,
you know, go to different houses, you know, just like go ask this lady about something douchey, so, you know, that you wash. You'd wash a big wad of clothes for a quarter.
Was that the women that did that, though, or the men?
Yeah, no, the women.
The women did
women,
that.
That's
okay,
right.
So the jobs for the men were mostly farming.
Farming
and cooking.
And you know, and sawing lumber and stuff
that,
like that.
And, all right, so the jobs are open to the women were things like the laundry.
Yes, that's right.
And what else did that women do?
Housekeeping, taking care of children, you know, the white people's children, you know. You just go there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that. Well, she had one or two children. She'd have somebody come in and see after them while she do her little work, or even go off someplace or something.
Right, kind of early type babysitting.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Did any of the young people earn money? Were there any ways, what we call teenagers today, or young people, were there any ways for them to earn money?
They didn't earn no money.
Right. Where did your family shop?
Well, we went to Anderson.
You did go to
Anderson.
Yeah,
that's where we get in the wagon and go to Anderson.
What kind of a store would you shop in down there?
Well, the store down there, it was a store. It would have everything that you needed. You know, it wasn't too many stores in Anderson. Like, if you'd go to the store to buy your food, you know, your grocery thing, well, they had place in there for your clothes and your shoes and things like that.
You mostly made all your food, so you didn't have to buy much of that.
Didn't have to buy much of that, no, because we raised that.
Would you buy staples? Would you buy things like coffee?
Oh, yeah, we'd buy coffee and sugar,
uh-huh.
you know, like, because, you know, we made of grits, you
right,
know, because
right.
you had the corn, you know, and then you'd go to the mill while they make the grit.
What did you buy besides coffee and sugar?
Well, salmons, you know, things like that. But most time the people raised their own meats and everything, even they beef, you know. We raised our own calves and killed them and our hogs and had that and raised our chicken and had that. So,
How did you pay for your things that you bought in the stores in Anderson, by cash or credit?
Well, it didn't cost much. Yeah, some you could.
You bought
you
by
know,
cash?
Like if you, and then sometimes you'd have a place where you'd go and, you know, what you buy, and then whatever you gather your crop, then you go down there and they count it up and pay it off.
I see. You would barter your crop for whatever you were buying.
Well, that's right. Right.
You pay for it.
Well, if you didn't, the man you live with, he would fix it so you could go in and get your, if you didn't have, you know, like if you need sugar, coffee, meat or flour, he, everybody, you know, didn't raise. You know that.
And so it would be a form of credit then.
That's right, that's right. That's
I see. He'd take care of it and then you'd owe him.
You owe him, that's right.
Okay. Well, the store is all owned by whites, or did any of the blacks?
No, there wasn't nothing but the white back, you know, way back.
Way
when
back,
I was this
when you
coming
were little.
Up, that's right.
Well, that's when we're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Did your family ever buy your clothing, or did you make most of it?
Well, most time they made them. My mama, so. Well, now the menfolk, you know, they bought overalls, you know, with these bib overalls
right.
and things like that.
So the men would buy a lot of their overalls. And what about underwear? Did your mother make underwear?
Now you could buy the underwear. You know what they call them, unions back then. You'd put them on, you know, down in your stockings, you know.
Like long johns.
That's right, that's right.
But you all call them unions?
Yeah, that's what they call them.
And you probably bought your own shoes.
Oh,
then.
Yeah, we bought shoes. Yeah, we bought shoes. And then when they go wearing out, then our daddy would have sold them.
Okay. And what kind of clothing did each person in the family own? What kind of clothes did you have?
But they, whatever they had, you know, some of them, you know, well, you know, you can see how it is now. Some of them be fixed nice and some don't care.
Right. But the men wore mostly overalls to work in and you
oh,
all...
Oh, yeah, and they used to wear them, Chuck. The overall and then they what they call them, bum jackets. They had the jackets to go with the overall.
They're called bum jackets?
Yeah, what they call them, yeah.
What do they look like?
Well, here's this a jacket.
Uh-huh.
You know that, well, they didn't know what the name was, I guess, but that's what they call them. They call them bum jackets.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and we wash and starch those overalls and those jackets.
Yeah.
And they wore them to church, starched them and iron. You know, we used these irons set on to the fire.
Yeah.
Like where I got that, well, we just had an open fire.
Uh-huh.
And we put the irons up there.
Uh-huh.
And they get hot. And then we'd sprinkle the starch clothes and roll them up real tight and then take them down and iron and board sometime. We'd iron on the table. And they look good.
I'm sure they did. You said the family raised all their food, and you told me just about everything that they raised and bought. What about furniture? Did the family make their own furniture, or did you buy that?
Well, now they might, most of what they'd make, these long tables and benches for the children, you know, to sit on, didn't have. But no chairs much, they made, had benches for you, and they made the tables. Somebody always, as I said, the Lord give them knowledge how to fix things. And, but now, like, you bought your dress and things like you want, and wardrobe, that's what they'd call them, you know, hang up your clothes in.
Did you buy those down in Anderson, too? Your wardrobes?
Well, yeah, buy a little furniture store, you know.
Right in the furniture store down there?
Well, they like this, like I said, this man would have it and put them up. They had everything that you want. You could go in there in that one store and get it.
Oh, that one big store had everything. Mm-hmm. Did you buy your bedsteads and things like that?
That's right. Shoes and everything.
Was there anyone in your family that was particularly good at making furniture that you remember?
I can't remember. I can't remember.
Is any kinds of furniture or oak baskets or tools or quilts that were made in the community that you still have, that your family still has? Do you have any of those things?
No, I don't have, because our house got burned up.
Oh.
So right back over here, not far across from England out there where we was living. We had our house burned up, and so I ain't got nothing, you know, way back. And also my stepfather and them, their house got burned up.
So his house burned and your house burned?
My house burned when Matthew was my baby. One you say you've been talking about?
Yes, I haven't met him yet, but I've heard of him. Now, that was the house that you were in when you were first married, and it burned down. Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, no, before then? I'm sorry, you tell me.
No, that was... when we first married, we lived in the house right up the road, across mm-hmm. from the railroad going on up the road, because you don't know this town.
Yeah.
And let's see, how many children I had about, Paul Jr., Lurley, Olivia, Matthew, and Evelyn. It was four children, I think, when my house burned and my stepdad's house, it burned here. Well, I can't think right now, but it ain't been too long. All of my children was born then, whenever.
Mm-hmm. How many children do you have?
12.
You had 12 children, Mrs. Ogles?
I've got 6 boys, 6 girls.
My goodness. That's wonderful. Did your mother do any quilting, or did any members quilt?
Oh, yeah, mama quilt. Mm-hmm. She could sew. She could read, but couldn't write.
But she could read
she could read, but she couldn't write.
Were there any older members of your family known for special talents, such as musicians or singers? Were any of them... could any of them play instruments like piano or guitar or anything?
No, all of us could sing. Now, my mother was, and I think all of her children took after her about singing.
You're all good singers.
That's right, they all could sing. And my sister, now she did learn to play the guitar. She went to play the guitar. So now she's taking music lessons for the piano.
Well, good for her. This is your sister.
That's
which
right.
Sister is that?
Maybell.
Maybell, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Were any of them preachers in your family?
My son.
Your son is a preacher.
That's right.
Which son is that?
Matthew.
Matthew is a preacher. Were any of your... any people in your family known to be craftsmen? I'm thinking about older people or people of your generation.
Oh,
craftsmen?
Oh. No, I don't know none of them.
How about needleworkers? You said your mother was a quilter. Did any of the rest of them do good needlework?
And some of my sisters still doing it. They just have... Oh, I'll show you some of what they've done for me.
Oh, good. What are the things you're going to show me? What are some of the things they made?
One of these, what you put on your bed.
A quilt.
Not a quilt.
Oh, not a quilt. I'm sorry. Coverlet? Bedspread?
Yeah, something. Yeah. Like
okay.
That.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah.
And this is one of your sisters did.
Yeah, they're my baby sister.
Oh.
Emma May
did that.
That's right.
Okay. Do you remember hearing older members of your family talking about hard times or good times that happened before
hard
you were born?
Hard time, yes, Mom.
What did they say about the hard times?
Well, I guess it get kind of tough, you know. They couldn't have, you know, I guess really what they want, money or nothing like that. And they would, you know, we'd go out and scrap cotton.
What is scrapping cotton?
Well, that's like where they done picked all the big part of the cotton, made bales. And then what little is left on the side, well, we would go out and pull those bolls off and in the wintertime like now and bring them to the house and pick them. Well, and there's a store down the road would buy it from us.
Oh, good.
And that would give us a little money. And then we would, like when they gathering up the corn, like if they used to cut the corn and shock it up, and when they go to haul it up for the silage, you know, for their cattle. Well, and what they would drop and leave while we get it, and so there's always a store or something we would buy it. And I don't know what they done with it, but they'd give us a little money for it, and we'd always, you know, would have a few little nickels and things like that.
They gave you a little extra money.
That's right.
But those were hard times.
Hard, I'm telling you, hard.
Did you ever hear them talk about floods or tornadoes or other disasters in the area?
Never did hear them talking nothing about that.
What about illnesses? Did they mention the flu epidemic of 1917?
Flu?
The flu. Do you remember the flu epidemic?
Ma'am, I remember that.
Could you tell me about that? Did anyone you know die?
Well, it wasn't nobody out of our family.
Uh-huh.
But this neighbors around. Now, my mother took down with it real, and when my baby sister, that Emma, when she was carrying her and everybody was so feared she was going to lose, you know, my past, but the Lord pulled her through. And one of the deacons of our church of Evergreen, he come over to see Mama. And I guess it was a little better than a week. He, when we just walking this, you know, he didn't have nothing to ride. So he walked over there to see Mama. Because, you know, most time you couldn't go in the house, you know, you just had to hand them a little something in the window or something or other. So Mr. Cunningham. I'm trying to think of his first name, but anyway, he went back home in about, might not have been a week, he passed.
Oh, the minister Cunningham died after?
After he met, come out there and visit Mom.
Oh my goodness. And were there any other illnesses that you remember about, epidemics, besides the flu? That was the main one, right?
Well, he was just one of the members of the same church, and he'd come visit. Mama was sick, you know, with those flus and things. Mm.
Did any members of your family serve in World War I?
No, ma'am.
None of them went into the Army or anything in World War I?
No, none of them.
Okay. What church denomination did your family belong to?
Baptist.
Your family's all Baptist? Which Baptist church did you attend back then?
Evergreen. Well, it's different churches, but that's the main. That was our. We was members of that church.
When you were little, you went to Evergreen Baptist.
Evergreen, that's right.
Where is Evergreen Baptist located? What
it's
town?
About 6 miles above Anderson.
All right.
We was in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We farmed.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this was near Anderson, this Evergreen.
That's
Baptist.
Right.
Did anyone in your family back then belong to a different denomination?
No, ma'am.
You were all Baptist?
All of them Baptist.
Who was the minister of your Baptist church when you were little?
When I, Scott Jones. Reverend Scott Jones.
Where did he live? Did he?
He lived in Anderson.
Did he live right near the church, or?
No, he lived. It was there, 6 miles. He'd come. He'd had And you know, he walked. He, you know, he didn't have no way. He'd walk and come up on a Saturday, because we just had church once a month.
Oh. So every month he would walk up to the Evergreen Church.
Yeah, he'd walk up there. Now, some of them had buggies, you know, horses and things like that.
But he didn't. Oh, my. And so you didn't go to church on the other Sundays then, just the once
no,
a month?
No, that's right. We just went to that one church and we did, you know, we stayed home. Well, the other Sunday we'd be in the woods hunting hickory nuts and chestnuts. that's what we done.
What Sunday of the month was it? Was it the first Sunday?
It was the third Sunday.
Third Sunday of the month,
right,
that you attended.
Right, that's right, the third
Did you have Sunday. Communion and everything at that time?
Well, we didn't have it. You know, I think they had about maybe once or twice a year.
Oh, you just had several times a year then. You
but now, every month we'd have that preaching, but